The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Thursday morning. Good to see everybody. Thanks for being with us wherever you may be. Just getting up. Maybe you're just getting off, just coming home. Looks like the rain is going to end. We should be good for a little while, right? Highs around 60 today, but warming up nicely for the weekend, which I like to see. Hopefully we made it through those long stints of precipitation, downpour, and rain as we get closer to April here. Now, we have a very busy show. Sisney, it's the day before your birthday. It's birthday eve morning.
Oh, you know what it is? It feels lovely, actually.
Birthday falling on a Friday. Pretty good. Pretty good.
It's nice, I have to say.
Do you know what you're doing for your birthday celebration tomorrow?
We are leaving the country.
You're going to Mexico?
Yeah.
I say the same thing. I'm out of the country.
Incognito.
You're like, bro, you're an hour by plane. I'm out of the country. I can't respond.
Out of the country.
I still play it like my phone doesn't work when I travel to Mexico.
It totally works. You don't even have to call your cell phone company anymore.
Tell people, sorry, I'm out of the country. You're going to hear the weird ring if you call.
I don't even think you hear the weird ring.
Really?
Not for Cabo. I think it's fine.
I think you still hear the weird ring.
Yeah.
Nobody calls me except for my parents.
I'm demonstrating the weird ring.
Do you want us to tell you it sounds spot on?
Would you say that's authentic?
Gosh, it's like the reply all with you. You need that satisfaction.
Oh my gosh, that was so annoying. Everybody started replying after I complained about not anybody replying all.
I told you how annoying those are.
Oh, guys, good morning. Let's stay in a positive frame of mind. Tanya, how are you?
We need it.
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing right. How was your night?
It was really good. You know, it was so cute.
Oh, this could go any direction, actually.
I don't think you're going to guess it, but it's
something I think that I will not think is cute.
No, you're going to think it's cute because it involves food.
Cute might not be the word, but go ahead.
So ever since I've been gluten-free, I haven't had a meatball because, funny, you might not know that meatballs have gluten in them.
No, I do because I've made them.
Okay, so all weekend I've been saying I really miss meatballs. Like, I haven't found a good meatball that's gluten-free anywhere. And so last night when I got home from work, Robbie had looked up this like gluten-free recipe from this Hashimoto's girl that I always use her recipes and made me gluten-free meatballs when I got home.
Turns out I think they're better with the gluten-free breadcrumbs.
Nice.
Or the almond. I think I use different things. Almond flour or gluten-free breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
You can really. Yeah. I mean, the thing is now, there is a way to research substitution for everything. And frankly, sometimes I like the substitution better.
Yeah, I agree. I really liked them, but it was the thought, you know, it was like that he remembered that I'd said I'd been really wanting meatballs, and he went out of his way to like find a special gluten-free recipe from this girl that I really like and made them.
Well, let me tell you what I hear in that, Sissany. A guy doesn't do that if he's not proposing. I'm telling you, because if he's not proposing, he'd start sending signals of not that.
Right. But so, he's a sweet guy in general.
I'm just telling you, this is like the precursor. This is proposal eve. Like it's your birthday eve.
Oh.
This is like we're in the season of the eves.
You think Robbie proposes on my birthday?
No, I don't think so. I think that would not. I don't think so. I don't think that'd be the gift. I think he's going to do it in June.
In June.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's on. And the meatballs is my telltale signal.
Meatballs. And then maybe you serve meatballs at the wedding. Gluten-free ones.
They don't mean that much to me.
Oh.
Get food trucks. Ruby, don't you agree? Don't you think making meatballs? If your boyfriend made you meatballs right now, would you think that's a precursor?
No.
Well, what do you guys know about proposals?
Yeah, I don't know why you're trying to connect the two, but he does sweet stuff all the time.
I know how this man's brain is working right now. I just do.
You don't know because you've never proposed to anybody?
Oh.
But by the way, I give... But by knowing people... You know what I mean? I need to make my coffee. Where's my coffee?
Go grind your beans.
I'm going to grind my beans thoroughly. Oh, smell that. Mm. Oh. Oh, that's heaven. Okay, let's all take a deep breath. Got a big show today, guys. I'm gonna stir the pot with some Ryan's Roses here. Breathe in, hold your breath. I just hold your breath. I get like lightheaded holding my breath.
Yeah.
Back room, please, breathe.
Let out all the toxins.
Yeah, we're going to put you back to sleep. We're trying to wake you up this morning. All right, guys, we're getting into the baseball season. If you're going to Dodger Stadium tonight, the home opener, go hungry. That's a great part about going to the game. Dodgers are adding a bunch of new food options. Have you seen this to the 2023 lineup? So,
no, but I'm into the drones that they're going to have on Friday nights.
What are they going to do?
They're going to have like a drone show on Friday night games.
Oh, those are so cool.
Yeah. So like in addition to the fireworks that they do, they're going to have drone shows Friday
That's a
night.
Fun night out.
Yeah.
All right. So let me tell you about some of this stuff. You know, obviously the traditional Dodger dog, but they're up in game. The Hot Link Corn Dog at the Dodger games. The Chipotle sausage hand-dipped in corn batter, cheese sauce, and hot Cheeto dust.
Oh, Tanya, you can't have that.
No, Tanya, I can't have that either. That is like full exhaust if I get home.
Wow.
And even my covers wouldn't.
That's like a little TMI for us, Ryan.
No, it's not TMI. I said exhaust. You know what exhaust is?
I thought that meant like it's coming out of your rear end.
Well, that's your own brain. I didn't tell you that.
Well, the exhaust on a car is in the back, so that's what I figured.
Well, that is your mind, not my words.
It's just like common sense.
Greek fries. Tubbs, this is like what we would share. Greek fries. We went to the ballgame.
I love you and Tubbs sharing a dish.
Don't you like that? Don't you like us going to the ballgame?
I love that for you, too.
In our Dodger gear?
Yes.
Crinkle cut fries, gyro meat, feta cream cheese sauce, tomatoes, olives, onions, pepperoncini, and feta cheese. That is right up my alley.
Yo.
I would do that. Very Mediterranean snack there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dodger Stadium, new foods, fried cheesecake on a stick. New York style cheesecake hand dipped in tempura batter. I'm going to pass on that.
No, that's good. I want a bite of that.
Powdered sugar and raspberry sauce. That is tough for me.
Why? That sounds delicious.
I'd rather have the fries and the feta than the sugar. Like, I'd much rather have the savory and the cheese than the sugar. If I'm choosing.
But you
I can't
the
have
tempura.
It all.
But if you could have it all, would you?
If I could have it all, no, because I would feel sick.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. I would not have everything all at once in between.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new barbecue platter. There's potato taquitos. There's so much stuff, the music ran out. You take me out to the ball game ran out. Then there's a new display honoring the late Vin Scully. That's open to all fans behind the press box.
I love that.
Isn't that great? So go Dodgers.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
I got a new Vince Scully tank top for this season, so I'm excited to wear that maybe to a game.
I didn't realize he had tank tops.
You can get them on Amazon. I don't know. I found one that has like Vince Scully on it with the microphone.
Dodgers Diamondbacks tonight, 7 o'clock. That's the game time. Now, this is your morning hack. Pediatricians say they would not let their children do this. Too dangerous. Number one, ride in the front seat of a car before age?
8.
13.
Oh.
13. Wow. Yeah, okay.
I didn't think about that, but take note. Doctors,
I would have been 13. Like 10 to 12, but okay, I was 13.
All right, next. Jump on a trampoline without a safety net around it.
Yeah, I could see that.
Boy, I remember as a kid, we had a neighbor had a trampoline, and that thing was like, 5 feet off the ground?
Yeah, there was no nets.
You jump, you double pump jump, and you could get launched into the hard surface patio or grass. So dangerous. But yeah. It was so fun to double pump jump.
I know. I don't think the nets came out until years after.
Didn't come out till, I guess,
we didn't have the nets when we were kids.
No. Those springs, you'd like jack yourself hitting those springs.
Mm-hmm.
Get jacked.
Your leg go through them.
Right? No fun. And ride anything without a helmet.
Yeah.
Bikes, skateboards. You just don't take your chances.
Honestly, adults should wear them.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying, like, if pediatricians are not letting their kids do those things, probably something to take note about. Especially if you're hearing it now, it's like a sign, right? It's one of those things where, okay, I heard about it this morning, 13 being the age limit. I'm going to take my 10-year-old and put him in the back.
You know, my pediatrician told me when I brought Savea to get a checkup, kids are supposed to ride backwards in the car seat until 2 years old, but she told me that the law is changing and it's supposed to be until 3 years old now. So you should look that up. Because that kind of blew my mind. I was like, what?
Well, why not if you can?
Yeah.
Today's quote for Thursday. Don't miss out on something that could be great just because it could also be difficult.
Ooh.
Don't miss out.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, California will soon be able to penalize oil companies that engage in price gouging behaviors after Governor Gavin Newsom signed a first-of-its-kind bill into law. In about 3 months, the new bill will allow the State Energy Resources Conservation and Development Commission to establish a maximum gross gasoline refining margin that then sets a penalty for any California-based refineries that surpass that margin. Mammoth Mountain, oh my goodness, surpassed its all-time record of snowfall this season with 695 inches recorded at the main lodge yesterday. This comes after a series, of course, of mega storm cycles throughout March, dropped massive amounts of snow in the Eastern Sierra. The last time the resort broke a record was, back in the 2010-2011 season with a total of 668 inches. And the boys in blue return to Dodger Stadium tonight as the Dodgers host the Arizona Diamondbacks for the season opener. Left-hander Julio Urias will take the mound for the Dodgers on opening day, the first opening day start of his young career, actually. Pre-game festivities begin at 6:30 p.m., so give yourself plenty of time to get out there. You know the traffic's going to be all messed up with the first pitch at 7:10 p.m.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right. My mind is on Friday already. I'm going to get through Thursday, but my brain's on Friday. Kind of the countdown clock already working out in my head.
No.
Count it down to Friday. Rain ending should be decent and warmer this weekend. So did I tell you about the Ryan's Roses yet? I did not.
No, you didn't know.
Here's the thing. Ryan's Roses, something our husband's Googled in the past has raised her suspicion about what he might be up to. That's at 7:40. So basically, the history. Now, you know that there's history, and then there's like, all of a sudden, I see a history that I haven't seen before history. Right? Tubbs, what is it? There's like quick history, and then there's deep history, right? On the computer?
I've not heard of either.
Oh, you never heard of the history on the computer when you Google?
The history tab.
Yeah, the history tab. So I guess he was Googling something that was, I think it was a way to hide where he was, like location or something, how to hide that. And she saw that. So what he should have done if he didn't want to get caught was
got to clear his browser.
Clear his browser. Mm. So this is a case of an unclear browser.
So she went to be like, how to something, and then it popped up his recent how to hide my location.
I want to just express something here. Tanya.
Yes.
Yesterday, I think you told me that my nails are too long.
Yes.
I haven't been able to focus on life because of it.
What?
So I want you to know that, and I'm trying to find an appointment to get my toenails and my fingernails manicured and pedicured.
Oh my God, clip your own nails.
Yeah, you can just clip them.
No, I want to go sit in a chair with water and someone that helps me get it and get the... I'm not good at it myself. If I do it myself, there's always an angle. Like I always have a pointy angle.
I will do it for you. I cannot give me find your an hand. Appointment.
So even right now, you're right. They're very long and they get longer with each day. It means I have healthy nails.
Right. That means you have a lot of a specific vitamin, but I don't know what it is.
I'm trying to find a place to get, and I want to get them done at the same time.
I think it's B12?
Something.
Yeah. Well, I want to get them done, B pollen, B12, whatever. I want to get them done at the same time, so I don't want to sit there for long.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And then sometimes she'll say, do you want any? No, I don't want any of this stuff.
Shiny buff.
Let's go get our nails done after this.
No. Why I want to go fat, because yours take longer, don't they?
So wait for me.
I don't want to do that. It's your birthday tomorrow, not today.
Exactly. It's my birthday week. Should do whatever I want this week.
But the whole week, can we just take you tomorrow?
Whatever.
But anyway, you know when someone tells you something, it's just on your mind. And I'm disclaiming it. Yeah, sorry, I missed it. Can you hold my phone? Oh, those are my nails. Sorry, I need to cut them. Hold my phone. Do you mind holding my phone?
Now that's all you see.
It's all I see. Can't unsee it.
I'm sorry. I thought you would just do a quick clip.
Honestly, I appreciate the candor and I appreciate the fact that we're comfortable enough with each other to say, hey, heads up, your teeth have a speck in them.
That right. I appreciate. Tell me every time.
Like if you see a hair growing from my ear, tell me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, check them out.
Or something in my nose. I always tell people when there's something in their nose.
Well, make sure you trim your nose hairs. Tubbs, you trim your nose
Not
hairs?
Not only that, but like, you know, there's like a little booger.
Actually, I do, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I mean, those things...
Because they start going sometimes.
I find it.
You got to trim them.
I know you do. Crystal, if you're just joining this compelling conversation, Wow, what do you think of that? How are you this morning?
People appreciate it.
I'm doing really good. How are you guys?
We're doing well, thanks, clearly. So you're a student at Cal State Long Beach, right?
Yes.
Oh, this was the story about the graduation. Sydney, what was the story?
That was the whole thing.
Yes, that basically your university doesn't want to have you guys walk and call your names out loud at your graduation, correct?
Yes.
So what's been the reaction from students there?
So we all kind of started a whole petition to see like if anybody would actually hear us out and get a traditional graduation, you know, with the whole name calling. But they're still, I think they're being lazy and that they don't want to go ahead and do that. They're saying that because they want to go ahead and have enough time to clean up the whole stadium right after. But even, I know Sissany said about like dividing the colleges, and they actually are dividing it, which makes no sense. And then they're doing like cultural graduations too. So those are going to be like traditional, but I don't know. I just don't think that it makes sense. And overall, like we're in school all the time and, you know, we're dedicating a bunch of time to it. And like for me, I'm a mom and I have a family and, you know, I have my husband and work and everything. I think it's hard to juggle it sometimes. And then with this, it kind of just like,
you want that recognition. You want your kids to see you graduate.
Exactly.
Crystal, when would you graduate? Where are you?
It's actually happening this May.
Yeah, it's May. It's this year.
I think, listen, I mean, again, I shouldn't talk about this. I dropped out of college, but I would want to walk and have my family and friends see me walk because of all of the time and commitment, like you said, you put into it. You want to savor the moment, right?
Yes.
So, Crystal, when they divide the colleges up, like you're saying, even so they're going to do that, they're still not going to call your names when they divide those colleges up. It's just going to be speeches and that type of thing. But and then that's it. And they're just going to display your names.
Exactly.
Who can you call?
Is
that petition going to, you think, make a difference?
I'm not sure.
Well, thank you for calling. We saw it in the news and it struck us the same way it sounds like it's striking you and the students there. And good luck. Congratulations, Crystal.
Thank you. Thank
you,
guys.
Bye.
Yeah. Maybe we can call their names.
Oh, that'd be fun. We could
do
a whole
once
we should
a week
do a whole podcast
of
graduation names.
Yeah, like every few days we
constantly
can
on a loop, just graduation names. Graduate.
Oh,
that's a lot of pressure, guys.
Which part?
To say people's names correctly.
It is.
Hello.
That we know. But mm-hmm. we would do our best. But I think I like the idea.
I know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Sydney's birthday. We're on the precipice.
Yeah, we're ready. Excited.
Do you want us to do something special tomorrow?
No, please, no.
Oh, that means we'll do it.
No, I just want you to do something special for my 40th next year. Like, big.
We should start planning now.
Exactly. Start planning now.
All right.
Mark's shaking his head in panic. He's like, what does she want?
We have the 20th anniversary next year. That's good.
I got good news, though, Mark. Her birthday falls on Saturday next year.
Oh.
So pressure's off.
Pressure's off. What? That means we're not going to celebrate it?
I'm just saying Mark has less pressure. It's not a show day.
Yeah.
You know, he takes it all about show days.
We still have to celebrate it.
We will celebrate, but it's the eve of. We'll really celebrate it in the wild the next day.
That's true. Let's go
big.
Where
do you want to have it?
I don't know. I think I want to do a big party next year.
Yeah, I did I did 40 people for my 40th. So it's 20 people in a guest, which is huge for me.
That is massive for you.
I know, it's a lot. I did 40 people.
That's 40, cute.
40, 40.
I do kind of like that. I could probably cap my guest list at 40.
Right.
And you could not.
It would be tough, but
your
I think
family's like 50.
Well, then I would have no family. It would just be friends.
Oh, fun. We have a year. We have a year and a day.
Yeah. Maybe we do like multiple days of it. You know, one is family, one is friends.
Look how excited she is for her 40th.
I am. I think, you know, that'll be a whole new decade.
I really
enjoy each decade. You've only lived into it.
Three.
I know. Well, the first one's really don't count.
An adult.
But I'm telling you, I lived for my 20s. I feel like I really thrived in them. And I really enjoyed my 30s. This is my last final year in my 30s. And I'm excited for my 40s. And I'm
to be sissy today.
People get like, you know, down themselves like, that's going to, you know, you feel like you're getting old or whatever. I don't feel that way. I get excited for new decades, new years.
Yeah, I sounded that way.
And what do you sound? You get excited. You don't feel like you're getting older, do you?
I am convinced I'm going backwards. Like, I am in my own head still 35.
Well, that's a good thing.
I know.
Okay,
but
good.
It's not real, but it's good. Like, I'm fooling myself, but it works for me.
That's kind of like society. I feel like...
Yeah. Don't play this game. Don't play this game where you look at it and look at what you think you should be.
Play this
game by what you feel.
Yes. And that's how I feel.
Modern people, Tanya. We are modern people.
Modern people.
Amen, baby.
All right, Kelly Clarkson, modern woman.
That's right.
Kelly Clarkson was on with us yesterday. You know what I love about her? She's legit. I mean, she's legit and she's raw and she's real. Like, there's not a lot of performance with Kelly Clarkson.
Right,
love her. She is who she is.
Tanya has a trending report.
So she revealed that she decided to end her marriage after realizing that the whole family was unhappy and that they deserved better.
Wow.
And she made this revelation during a conversation with the one and only Glennon Doyle, who wrote a memoir about her own divorce. It's called Untamed. I read the book and it changed my life. But Glennon said that the moment she realized that, contrary to what she'd been told, ending her marriage actually made her a good mother. She said, "We're trained to believe to avoid it at all costs, a broken family. When she realized, oh my God, I'm staying in this marriage for my daughter, but would I want this marriage for her?" And that is what really struck a chord with Kelly, so much so that she realized she needed out of her marriage. And I was reading this story, and I am such a fan of this Glennon Doyle book, Untamed. I really, like, I got so much from it. I think I read it like 2 years ago now. But this is my strong pitch to have Glennon Doyle on this show.
Well pitched.
Yeah. I'm down.
She's incredible.
So it's interesting. That moment, and a lot of people listening right now have had to have that moment. That moment where you just, you know it, but you don't know how to really execute it, that you've got to make a change, and that change in the long run, while painful in the short, is going to be better for you and, as you said, her family.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, you don't want to admit defeat.
Right.
You don't want to admit that you were wrong, that this world and this life and this person that you saw so much in, you made a bad decision.
Right.
Or you didn't see what others saw. I mean, all that stuff's so difficult.
Deep.
I could not be an artist and write about it and then have to go sing the songs.
Yeah.
I could not do it. I mean, she said to us, like, this is going to be real for me. She said to us, Kelly Clarkson told us hours ago, it's the most nervous I've ever been to release an album. Normally, I'm not nervous.
Yeah.
Just for the first time, nervous. 102.7 Kiss FM. It's time for Ryan's Roses. Dear Ryan and Sissany, this is from Liz in North Hollywood. Liz says, I was on our laptop Googling how to do something, but as I typed in how to, Google suggested previous Google searches. And one was how to temporarily hide your phone location.
Whoa.
Okay, so Liz, tell me, when you saw that in the previous Google searches, what did you think? Where'd your mind go?
I've just been kind of freaking out ever since. Like, I never thought that I'm just, this is just kind of crazy to me. I know he'll just play, he'll probably try to blame our girls and play dumb, but I mean, I never thought he would cheat on me. But I can't think of anything else, any other explanation than that.
Okay. I mean, it's not good. That's a search you don't want to see.
No.
So maybe there's a reason that you saw it in the long run. So Liz found, maybe you've seen stuff also in the previously Google search column or that list where you're like, wait, what's that? I mean, it could be bizarre, some of the things that you don't even realize you've Google searched.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she saw one that said how to temporarily hide your phone location. So she thinks that's her husband trying to figure that out so that he can go do something behind her back. I mean, that's where she's going with this. So we're going to find out. Liz is on the line with us now. Liz, how are things in general with you and your husband? It must not be going great.
Well, I mean, things have been really, really busy lately, and we haven't been connecting as much as we used to. I mean, everything kind of revolves around our kids, but I just never thought that this is... I didn't think it was that bad.
All right. I need you to say, we're going to get your husband here. We're going to call him. I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call, and then his name on Kiss FM. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call on Kiss FM.
All right, we're going to do that now. Let's see if we can find out. Okay? Be very quiet till we tell him he's on the air, and good luck.
Hi, is this Steve?
Speaking.
Hi, good morning, Steve. This is Lauren. I'm calling from the lovely florist on Linkersham.
I didn't order anything.
No. We're actually new to the area. We're in the NoHo Arts District, and we deliver all over the valley. And today we're offering local residents a promotion. It's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like. They are free, and you can send them to anyone. I don't need any cash. I don't need credit card info. Just the name of the person you want to send them to and a note. And they can receive them today.
Again, I didn't like sign up for anything.
No, we do this promotion about once a month for a local residence.
So what do we do? All right, well, what do we do here?
I just need the name of the person you want to send them to. We can start there.
Sure. My wife's name is Liz, L-I-Z.
And what would you like to put on the card?
I got nobody else to send them to. Our marriage is in a great place. So, I guess just all my love, Steve.
Okay.
Steve, your voice is being broadcast on the radio right now. My name is Ryan. Stay on the line with us, please, sir. I have your wife, Liz, on the phone, and she's asked us to reach out. And I'm going to tell you why, Steve. She said that she found a Google search on your computer that was titled How to Temporarily Hide Your Phone Location. Can you explain that to your wife, why that was there?
First of all, I don't know what this is, but my location isn't hidden. So I'm at work, I guess.
But did you ever?
Services.
I understand, sir. But did you ever look up how to temporarily hide your phone location?
How do you know that?
Your wife told me, and she saw that. So what were you doing, Steve? Your wife is listening. Liz, please say hello.
Hey, I'm here.
All right, so
it came up.
Go ahead.
It came up when I was Googling something on our computer, but.
Oh. Liz, I don't know if I want to do this here with everyone here right now. I mean, what are you, where do I even begin with this?
What do you mean?
All right. You want to play couples court? When was the last time you and I spent 30 seconds together? Just you and I with, you know, some peace between us. You are half the time you're annoyed with me. You're completely indifferent the other half. Everything I say is stupid. Every noise I make is annoying. I mean, do you think we're in a good place? Does that sound like a loving marriage?
I love you.
But Steve, wait, what are you getting at? You said your marriage is great, but what are you getting at? By saying all that to Liz, are you saying that you're cheating on her?
You know, I don't even know who the hell you are. But Liz, when is the last time you initiated something physical? I'm not even talking about in the bedroom, just a hug or a kiss. Think about it. When's the last time?
Oh my God. It's just been really busy. We've been super busy.
Okay. You don't remember. I don't remember
either. Why did you Google that? Why did you Google that to temporarily hide your location?
Where were you going, Steve? Where were you going?
Yeah, there's a lot of other stuff.
So, Steve, I'm just going to cut to the chase here. You're saying that. I hear what you're saying. Everybody, just listen to it. But you're cheating on your wife. Are we safe to say that?
Get the hell out of here! Listen, our marriage is about as healthy as my mental state right now. So I'm not doing this on the radio. I'll talk to you when I get home.
You were thinking of cheating, Steve.
You either did or you were thinking of it. Steve, what's the truth?
This is unbelievable.
Exactly. That's right. So were you cheating or were you thinking about it? Which was it?
Get the hell out of here. I'll talk to you when I get home.
No, I'm not going to be there. Liz, he's hung up. So here's my take. I mean, he's trying to gaslight you here. But he clearly Googled it, so he's either about to do it or he's doing it. Doesn't matter. It's all there.
Yeah.
So I think you have some real information that you should pursue here, Liz, and I wish you luck, all right?
Yeah. Thanks.
Good luck, Liz. Thank you very much. We just did a Ryan's Roses, and did you hear what was happening with Steve and Liz? So Liz caught him searching for how to hide his location on his iPhone. Because he's either covering up something now, right? He's hiding something from her, another woman, or he's about to.
Right.
Because he started to blame her for not being physical. Like, almost like, what am I supposed to do if you're not initiating? We don't have any peace.
Mm-hmm.
Everything annoys you. It's like you get to that place in that relationship. Clearly, they had not talked about any of that stuff.
And there's so much anger.
But he started acting on it without talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, all those things he said to her now, he didn't tell her before. He just made up his mind that he's going to go do something else. But he told you, Sissany, which was bizarre, listen, I'll send it to my wife, Liz. Our marriage is great.
Yeah, and he's like, and I don't have anybody else to send them to.
Well, and then in his view, obviously, when the truth came out, his marriage is not great.
Mm-hmm. No.
But he was blaming her for him wanting to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brooke, good morning here. Brooke, you heard that. What's the big lesson here?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to say that it's really important just for couples to connect and to really try their hardest to make it work. I mean, in this case, it seems kind of suspicious, like maybe he had somebody in mind. But, I mean, just Googling something doesn't necessarily mean you're cheating. And I just think that it really shows you really need to put forth that effort to connect with your partner.
And communicate when you're not connecting, especially. I don't know. I felt
totally,
like
yes.
He was about to. I feel like he's going to tell her something's going on. I feel like he's going to tell her that
right.
He is cheating. Or at least he's going to say something that he did not share with us.
Right, because he said, we'll talk about it when we get home. Which clearly is stating that there's more to discuss.
Thank you very much for calling. I mean, listen, we all struggle with communicating and talking. Why is it so hard in a relationship when the resentment is building? And we've all been there. You can't talk about it. Like, you find it, like, so painful and hard to talk about it. But you've got to. Otherwise, you get past the point like that couple did. And there's a, I mean, it's spiraling out of control, that relationship.
Yeah, let that be a lesson to, if you're in this situation.
Talk today.
Go and talk.
Please go talk. Stop the resentment from building.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I used to dream that if I could go to, we had Six Flags in Georgia. And my dream was to be able to go there and ride the rides with no lines. Like in summer when I was off school, right? That was the dream. Then you just asked me, what would it be like to live in a Disney-inspired community? It seems like a fairy tale in my head. Right, Sissany?
And it kind of is.
And this in Palm Springs, they're doing this?
And now it's being built out in the desert. So Disney's first story living community. It's currently under construction, and this is, it's kind of wild. So it's being built in Rancho Mirage, just east of Palm Springs. The community will be named Cotino, and it will have a bunch of amenities inspired by Disney Imagineers. So you know it's going to have that Disney touch that we all love. And we're getting a lot more information now that just came out this week about what will be in this community.
But is it too spoiling for your kids to live in a Disney world? I mean, how would they, what are you excited about if the Incredibles clubhouse is down the street?
Exactly. And I don't know. And that maybe these are more like vacation homes. So you go there just for a little time period.
And you stay in a place. Okay.
Or you own it and then you go there on the weekends. Like, who knows? But yeah, there's going to be about 1,700 homes. And like you said, the Incredibles will be kind of a centerpiece of these homes. There's going to be a town shopping center, a Grand Oasis water feature, another members-only clubhouse complex is going to sit next to this 24-acre lagoon. So this lagoon is going to be like this massive center focus of like the community as well. And they say that it's going to be for all ages, but at least one section of this community is going to be specifically reserved for residents that are 55 and up. So that'll be for the senior citizens over there. But they are going to be, you know, options of single family homes, condominiums, cottages, and estates. So all different size homes.
But let's play this out that somehow you were blessed enough, right? To go there and be a child. And that's, you go to school down the street to Mickey and
Minnie. Right, like Pinocchio's
Pinocchio's elementary school. And then you get on a bus that's made out of a character to get home. And then your snacks are all in the shape of Goofy.
Right. Yeah. Or you can take Cinderella's
carriage.
Carriage.
Right.
To class.
To the YMCA
instead
that's
of the bus.
There.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. If I were voting as a kid, I'd say, yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, the big toy for us on vacation was Dad would go blow up the Budweiser raft and we could use that on a wave in the ocean. We had this one beer can raft.
Why'd you have a beer can raft?
Because he got it at a gas station or something.
Yeah, I feel like we had that stuff too.
And he would blow, Dad, will you blow it up? I'll blow it up tomorrow. We just got here. Oh, come on, Dad, I want to use the raft. Dad, will you blow up the raft after my coffee? And then, you know, have you seen your dad blow up a raft in 1985?
Yeah.
It's about a day process.
We had to go down to the gas station to do it and then walk it back home.
Yeah. So, yes, move me into the Incredibles clubhouse.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Well, it's going to be open by 2024. Right. That's what they say.
Do you know what we should do, Mark? I'm sure they're going to want some exposure. Do a live broadcast from one of these houses out there.
Wow, that would be so fun.
What do you think? I know it's going to say, yeah, sounds good. And all of a sudden, Ruby gets the assignment. Ruby be out there. Hey, guys, I can tell you about the restaurants here. Yeah. Sorry you guys couldn't come.
I'd love to.
Why don't we do your 40th birthday there?
Ooh, well, is that 2024? Yeah, if it's open by March.
Right. I think it's all on the same timeline.
I like it.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Dodger Stadium tonight, home opener. We're talking about the foods. The Greek fries are like on the new menu list, which sound fantastic. They've also got the new barbecue platter, a chicken pesto panini. There's a new lighting system too, brighter than the old one. And there's a pitch clock. There is a pitch clock now to speed
more.
Up the game a little bit.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
Let me bring in David Vasse here, AM 570 LA Sports and host of the Dodger Talk podcast on iHeartRadio. David, good Dodger morning. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you, Ryan.
I know that the purists have their take on this new pitch clock, but I am an efficiency advocate. I like pace. I know it's I guess baseball's known for it sort of not having a real clock ending and having organic ending, but this pitch clock, are you pro or against?
I am very much for the pitch clock, Ryan.
Okay.
And with this new Dungeons and Dragons movie out there, I liken it to the analytical nerds of baseball that basically got the cheat code to baseball the last 10, 15 years. Congratulations to them. But they made the game less entertaining. And games are going on for over 3 hours because they want their pitchers to rear back and gather themselves and throw it as hard as they can. They want their hitters to take as many pitches as possible. So for me, this is baseball's response to those guys getting the cheat code to the game.
Understood. I like it. I mean, it's essentially the pitches just have to get off in a more timely manner. But the game will still end when the game ends, right?
Right, because you can go into like multiple innings still, right?
Yeah, extra innings, the pitch clock will still be there. So if there's a tie score, it could go for 4 hours and 18 innings. We hope there aren't too many of those at Dodger Stadium. But I will say this, in spring training already, the games are 30 minutes shorter than what they were in spring training a year ago.
Oh.
Now, that's a good sign. Is the new pitch clock throwing off the players in any way, or is it helping?
Well, I talked to Clayton Kershaw at the beginning of spring training when he first experienced it, and he said it was somewhat distracting, right? Because he was focusing on the clock just as much as he was focusing on throwing a strike to the hitter. So it took some adjustment for both the pitchers and the hitters to not stare at the clock, but hey, there's a 100-mile fastball coming right at me. I better pay attention to that.
I mean, it makes sense that it's going to take a little time to have it be second nature because it's just this new component that's weighing on them.
Yeah, no doubt. And honestly, Ryan, I felt like the hitters are the ones that are adjusting more than the pitchers because part of the pitch clock component is the hitters have to be in the batter's box when the clock is down to 8 seconds and alert and ready to hit. And I've seen a lot of strikes called on hitters that weren't ready to go. And I feel like they are rushing to hit more than the pitchers are rushing to pitch.
That is going to be interesting to watch. Well, David, AM 570 LA Sports, Dodger Talk Podcast. All right, what are you guys saying off air about this team this year and their chances?
Oh, well, Ryan, I know gambling is big now these days, so I will give you my tip for the Dodgers. The over-under on wins, 92.5, and I feel like it's going down to the final 2 weeks between them and our little brother to the south, San Diego Padres.
We're going to hold this tape. We'll see how accurate you are.
Go to the tape in September, Seacrest. No problem.
All right.
All right, Dave. Thanks for coming on, brother. Have a great season.
Thank you for having me, guys. Enjoy it.
Take care. Bye-bye. I like it. I'm an advocate of the pitch clock. It moves things along. I mean, a game of 2.5 hours versus 3-0-something, that's like something you can fit into life.
That's interesting that he says that it's actually affecting the hitters more, though, because you can see that pressure that they have now. It's like, only 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to go.
Okay. Stephanie is on the line. Oh, no. I've dropped many things. Thanks, Sam. you know, I'm a little klutzy.
You? Nah.
I'm totally klutzy. I really am. Have you not seen me?
I was being sarcastic, but okay.
Oh. Well, I was defending myself in a very serious tone. Tubbs will attest to it. Tubbs, am I klutzy?
Yeah.
What do I do that irks you?
Always spill your tea, your water, your coffee.
You know how inaccurate that is?
No. It's pretty accurate.
I don't always.
Not
always.
Always
would mean every time.
Yeah.
Maybe like once every 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. How often do you clean my microphone?
Once every 3 weeks.
Right. So, boo.
Do you know who else is clumsy? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm not doing so good.
What's happening in Downey?
So my boyfriend is mad at me because I didn't go to bed with him when we were on our big day trip with our friends. Like, I wanted to stay up with my friends.
I've been there.
Wait, your boyfriend is mad because you stayed up with your friends and didn't go to bed with him. Is that what you said?
Correct.
Well, I don't like it.
Which part?
I don't like that he gets mad that she wants to stay up. Yeah. How many nights were you there?
It was a 3-day trip.
A 3-day trip. Did you stay up every night?
No, I had 2 nights with him and then 1 night with friends.
Yeah, he needs to get over it.
He gets his, get past it. Why didn't he want to stay up with your friends?
I don't know. I think he just wanted to go to sleep. He was grumpy and things weren't going smooth for him. I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay with my friends because I'm not going to let your energy feed on
to mine. Well, I'm going to tell you, Stephanie. Now, I have been down hearing about this stuff for many, many years. You said grumpy. You said energy. You said didn't want to hang with your friends. This boyfriend is not going to last.
Oh, no.
It's just not going to last.
Well, we don't need to go there. Maybe they just had a fight.
We do need to go there because I need to save time for Stephanie.
I think he might not be wrong.
Wait, why don't you just say he's right?
Been together, Stephanie?
We've been dating for like 6-7 months.
I'm telling you, Stephanie.
6-7 months.
Okay. He has bad energy, right?
Yeah, like that whole trip, he was just like not having it. I was like, okay, well, if you're not going to be having it, I'm going to have fun with my friends.
Well, good for you for doing that.
Yeah, and then he, like a bump on a log, went to bed and had bad energy and was grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to make it. So wait till Christmas, wait till next year, or save some time, Stephanie. Save some
Maybe,
time.
Maybe, or communicate what you're feeling and see if he'll change. And maybe he won't.
All right. Yeah, because I was like, we're all in the same cabin. Why can't I, like, stay up with my friends? Like, it's a trip. It's supposed to be fun.
If that's the stuff now, it's just going to get worse.
I'm glad you did stay with your friends, though, because I would have done the same thing.
Dump him.
Ryan, you don't need to dump him. I need to talk to him first and tell him how you feel.
Ruby Michaela, should she dump him?
I think that's a little dramatic. I mean, she needs to talk to him about it because it could be a red flag for sure.
Yes.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm just going to hang out with my friends. We'll see what happens after.
Yeah. Because he could have been, he might be going through something.
I know, but Ryan makes a point.
You can't just go to like ripping off the band. He might be going through something. There's a reason why he was grumpy and in a mood and whatever. So maybe she needs to talk to him.
Yeah, because he's a bump on the log. All right. Well, Stephanie, I just hear it in your voice, but you take your own time and you listen to whichever voice that you connect with here, okay?
Okay. Or he sees the glass half empty kind of guy.
Well,
bye, Stephanie. Take good care. Guys, I'm telling you, she doesn't love him.
No.
There's ways
she doesn't. I can
to
hear it. No, I can just hear it. Like, she's basic. I heard her basically trying to, like, justify what she's saying and feeling through us.
They're 6 months into the relationship. They're figuring out the ways that they party. And this guy likes to go to bed early, and she likes to stay up late. No, this is like how Michael and I were early in our relationship.
Oh, that's why you're defending it. Because you were that couple. I'm like, why is she so hard pressing this?
This is why I'm defending it. Because you need to figure out how you work in a relationship. And it doesn't have to be the end of it. So talk to him and see what the issue is.
Sometimes I hear it in someone's voice that they're over it and they need somebody to motivate them to move on.
But you didn't hear his side of the story. You're just hearing her side. So,
well, call in him. Call in. I'm happy to hear him. I didn't hear him because she called.
So she's talked to him.
And we'll see what. Let's just see what. Mark this show and see what happens. Stephanie, let us know.
Yes.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, that's it, guys. For us, tomorrow we're back. There's a morning hack at 6:55. Will you be staying at a friend's house over spring break? These are things not to do while there. I'm going to tell you about it. Also, more Drake tickets, 21 Savage, and we're paying your bills. Not today. Check it out. All day. Bills till 6:10 tonight. Kiss FM. Have a good one. I'm going to leave you on a high note with this song, More Money, More Problems. Turn it up. And Sissany's got you till 11.
Yep.
Happy birthday to Marcus.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.